It was July 2002, and I had recently returned to my native land of England after more than a year traveling and dreaming of alternatives to capitalism. But now my credit cards were all maxed out, it was time to get a job, so I headed for the city of London. Past green fields and terrace houses, I contemplated my re-entry into the system. It wasn't going too well out there on that windy bridge, so I headed for the London Stock Exchange. Not that I thought communism was the answer, but Marx was definitely onto something.
Serious job offer. Working on the underground. Said I'd have to become a slight capitalist. A good paying, good conditions.
You used to be able to go inside. Now there's nothing to see, even if you could. Since the Big Bang of 1986, it's just a bunker full of computers calculating away, measuring humanity's progress. I started to hand out my CV. My career objective read, "Capitalism is proving incapable of providing a stable, peaceful world where everyone has an equal say and equal shares. Rampant capitalism is destroying the environment and creating an ever-growing gap between rich and poor. I am searching for a position where I can use and develop my media manipulation, project management, and engineering skills in the creative defeat of capitalism." I was beginning to feel foolish. What was I doing here? Did I really think that this was going to bring capitalism to its knees? I felt like another one of those annoying people handing out flyers for pizza restaurants. I ran out of CVs and started to hand out business cards. "Searching for an anti-capitalist job," they read. A city gent talked with me. "Is this serious or is it a stunt?" he asked. "It's a serious stunt," I replied.
"If it comes up, please, let me know. Thank you. Get my car, please, sir."
Having received no suitable job offers in my native land, I headed for my adopted country of the United States. Emerging onto Wall Street, I felt a little anxious. In the aftermath of 9/11, I was concerned about possible hostile reactions. My friend Bill, who had come along as my protector, described my action as kamikaze street theater. But it is at times of crisis that voices need to be raised, not stifled, so I pressed on regardless.
That guy was from Australia. He was... said, "You got your work cut out, mate." He said, I think it's a lost cause.
I wasn't attacking democracy, I was exercising it. I tried to enter the stock market building, but it is now closed to visitors for security reasons. So I stood around, handing out resumes, so at least my paper representation would gain entry. And who knows, maybe I'd receive a job offer. Stock Exchange Security eventually tried half-heartedly to move me aside.
"I asked you what I was doing, so I'm looking for a job in the Stock Exchange." He said, "You're not going to get a job in there, it's capitalistic."
Well, at least somebody was reading my resume. Maybe I'd be offered a job as a security guard. Apart from one guy who threatened to kick my ass, nobody seemed that upset by my action. I was becoming quite a celebrity. Tourists were taking pictures of me. Maybe this anti-capitalist thing is good for something after all.